What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. As always, we are sponsored by TruckDriverBooks.com. TruckDriverBooks.com. Had to re-record this shit because I left the goddamn DVR on. So, let's talk. Let's get down to business. We're going to talk about police and the Confederate flag. All right, guys. So, occasionally I run into brothers who scared of the Confederate flag and they're scared of the police. They all act like they're going to come get you. They're going to come out and take you down, brother. They're going to come take your soul, boy. So let's first cover the police. I have dealt with tons of cops. Most of DOT and the scales are actually police officers. Some people are pure DOT and some people are police officers. Either way it goes, these are people of authority. Most of these people are great, but you got to come in with the right attitude. A lot of drivers come in with the attitude that your load is more important than being checked. No. The minute you checked, make sure you send the proper information to your company, and then that's it. Your load stops. And you should be timing your loadout to allow for that situation. If you don't time your fucking loadout to allow for that situation, you're not being focused. You're not understanding what you need to do. Don't kiss dispatch's ass trying to time yourself at 65 miles an hour. That is the stupidest shit you could ever do. You have to not do that. Okay? You have to not do that, because when you time yourself at 65 miles an hour, you create unrealistic expectations by your boss. You want to time yourself out to take your time to get to point A to point motherfucking B. You do not want to let people rush you and put you in a situation where you're shitting in your truck. You upset with DOT. These things, one, shitting in your truck is disgusting, and pissing in bottles is disgusting, and you're going to fuck up your life. You're going to end up with fucking infections and shit and not taking showers so you can kiss dispatch's ass at 65. Two, DOT inspections happen. You got to go in there with a cool head and a cool mind. If you don't, you will fuck up. All right, because these guys, the guys who are police officers, could do more than give your ass an FMCSA ticket or a civil penalty. They could take your black ass to jail or white ass, right, for being a rude fuck. Okay, or Mexican ass, a Jewish ass, a gay ass, whatever ass you might have. Right? And I think it's important that people understand that you got to stop being afraid of the police. Like, if you, long as you don't go in there with attack words that, you know, trigger words like a dog, and you don't let people goat you into bullshit, you'll be fine. I've only had two bad situations with DOT officers. One guy was just looking for a bus. This motherfucker went out to the back of the weigh scale, and he would just pick out random trucks and like point at them like he was a fucking aircraft controller guy on, you know, on the deck of an airship with the fucking direction orange cones directing traffic. That's what this motherfucker was doing, sending guys to the back. And he was just pissed off. He wasn't getting a ticket, talking about, yeah, you old marijuana, I'll search that truck, motherfucker, I'll search that truck. You know, and I'm like, hey, okay, search it. Okay. And the other time was a woman, and he was a black officer, by the way. And the other time was a woman in Colorado. Sometime, I think it was a permit for Colorado. I haven't been there in a long time. No, it's Oregon. It's a permit for Oregon, but they screwed up on the computer. It was missing a number, and she was trying to blame me for it. And the lady who was supposed to be giving me the ticket, I guess, or whatever, I think she was in training. She was like, oh, okay. Well, you know, he screwed up. You know, you're supposed to, you know, you could ticket him or not ticket him. And I'm like, and I'm just sitting there like, this makes no sense. You screwed up. They didn't enter in the right number. Like, the right number was wrong. We had the proper paperwork, but it wasn't entered right. And she was saying that, you know, they're supposed to call and check, you know. And it's like, we got to pay you these fucking blackmail fines, and we got to call and check behind you like a 5-year-old, huh? Okay. You know, but whatever. Worked out. I didn't get a ticket. No big deal. Just bullshit, as always. Next, let's cover the Confederate flag. The Confederate flag is always some shit that comes up with a lot of brothers from the hood, because they always want to tell me about, man, you don't understand. You don't understand the situation, man. These motherfucking white folks, you don't understand. You don't understand. First of all, brother, explain the difference between when you see a redneck with a Confederate flag than when you see some thugs in the hood. How is a racist any different than a thug in the hood? You ain't run from them motherfuckers. Hold on. Back to the Confederate flag, guys. Sorry about that. Let me put my headphones on. So, guys, look. So, the Confederate flag is not, it's no different than the gangbangers, the drug dealers, the gangsters, the thugs. It's no different. They're thugs. That's what they are. They're not all white people. I admit, I've been in small redneck towns during my training. I went to small redneck town with many nice rednecks, and they're nice people, 99% of them. I shouldn't even say rednecks. They're just regular people, right? At the end of the day, it's just like any group of people, there's ignorant motherfuckers. They don't want to deal with those assholes. They don't want their goddamn Mustangs in their neighborhood sitting in the front lawn, just like you don't want Pookie and Shaniqua in your neighborhood with their 56 kids who can't stay away from the goddamn police. Right? And it's no different, bro. It's no different. You got to understand that. That is just ignorant people. Ignorant people will always exist. Ignorant people are always going to try to run you down. Ignorant people are always going to try to make your life miserable, because misery loves company, as the old saying goes. So that's no different. You ain't running from those gangbangers and drug dealers. Why are you running from these guys? I mean, I've seen gangbangers and drug dealers on the road, and I didn't run from them. You know, they did their thing. I did my thing, you know. You know, as long as you don't walk around with trigger words, as long as you don't expect bad things to happen, as long as you ain't rude to the police because you got an attitude, don't go in there talking about Black Lives Matter. You know, ain't nothing wrong with the Black Lives Matter group. I understand. It's just saying Black Lives Matter. But the thing is, like anything else, there's always an ignorant element to it, and there's always a time and a place for it. Right. Don't go in there with a chip on your shoulder trying to turn this cop into some bad cop, because like anybody, when your back is against the wall or you're provoked, the first thing you do is you choose your side. Right. The cop's side is against you. Right. So don't give them a reason to choose to be against you. OK. And I'm not kissing ass or anything. All you got to do is just be respectful. All right. I've been doing this shit for over a decade. Two rude motherfucking police officers in a decade. Right. All these fucking the country boys, the rednecks, I've dealt with one. And I had another guy who tried to act like he was tough and he wanted to fight, but he got so scared one day. I told this story. He was at a truck stop. He was so scared. He see me like a day later. He was so scared. We had a bullshit argument. And then he was so scared he couldn't even turn to face me. These guys, most racism on the road comes from cowardice. These guys, you go through a small redneck town, or I shouldn't say redneck, a small country town, and you literally will see a lot of mixed kids, a lot more than you expect to see, especially if you grew up in the city. And what you'll find out is this country is not as pure as a lot of people like to act like it is. And as a result, it changes a lot of people's point of view than what it would have been 40 years ago. And also, as a result, it creates a lot of fear. And that's where a lot of racist assholes come from. They come from the fear. They see all these little beige babies, and, you know, to them, this looks like a disaster. You know, as a black person, it just looks like my neighborhood for the last fucking, you know, 36 years I've been on earth. You know, I'm used to everybody being something, you know, a little bit of something, a little bit of, as black folks like to say, somebody been dipping, baby. This is called, look at that baby's hair. Somebody been dipping, baby. That's what the old black folks say when they see some baby with some curl to her hair. Oh, it's a little straighter than, he must love a girl because she been dipping around with somebody. He ain't put them like curls in that baby hair. Anyway, but, you know, you can't fear any of this shit, guys. It's bad. I've seen Aryan Nation writing. I've seen the Confederate flags. I've dealt with one rude motherfucker. It wasn't even like he was calling me a nigga or any of that. No, most of these guys, one, when they see you up front, you got to understand, a lot of them don't associate with black people on a regular basis. A lot of motherfuckers are scared. And as far as being attacked, I live in Detroit, one of the blackest places on earth. I mean, whoa, it's slowly not being as black as it used to be, but it's still a lot of black folks here. And in one of our metro area, which is small little cities around Detroit, a retarded guy or a mentally disabled guy, whatever the fuck I'm supposed to say, went to a store, and my man was attacked by a guy who was an Aryan Nation member in a store. owned by an Arab, you know, and, you know, he attacked a retarded guy. You know, like, what a coward. You know, didn't even face the man, attacked him while his back was turned to him. These are the guys you afraid of. And he's in a city, by the way, not in the country that you're afraid of. So don't waste your time getting into this industry if you're scared of police or the Confederate flag or racism. Because that shit's real, it's everywhere, and you're going to have to deal with it. If you go in without attack words, you don't let people goat you into shit, you'll be fine. There was a brother a while ago. Now, he was wrong. He had drugs on him. But he went to a truck stop, got in an argument with a bunch of country boys, and let them goat him into some shit. Right? Don't do that. This is not the hood. You ain't going to beat everybody into submission. Right? You can't let people drag you into shit. Right? Don't walk around letting motherfuckers control you. They will try to control you. Whether it's taking away your day, your happy day, or fucking up your life. Like as the old black sisters said in the hood when I grew up. Girl, you can't let that devil steal your joy. Now, we're talking about the devil in the sense of horn devil, not white devil. But the point is still the same. Don't let ignorant motherfuckers take you down. Don't let them drag you through that bullshit. And you'll be fine. All the 10 years I have been in trucking, I have never dealt with a lot of bullshit. All right, 99% of my days are good days, and you will have great days. Just don't do dumb shit. Don't let people drag you down. Now, I never forget one day I got out my truck, and there's some young Mexican thugs. They are walking around, and the police pull up, and they freeze like a goddamn stoplight and shit. They still, they ain't even facing them. They acting like, all of a sudden, they looking down. And then I walk up to the vending machine, and they happen to be there. And just a little while later, the police left, and they are super fucking nervous. And I'm just sitting there like, really? Y'all scared of me? Three Mexican drug dealers, gang bangers, motherfuckers probably got guns on them. Y'all scared of me? And that's the type of silly racism that often you deal with, where people are afraid of you and you think these motherfuckers ain't got no reason to be, you know? I mean, that's just what it is, man. But don't fear racism. Don't fear the Confederate flag, and don't let anybody intimidate you from making money. Don't be dispatch's bitch trying to run 65 miles an hour and timing yourself that way. Allow for delays. You know, I have had arguments with dispatch, and I've told those motherfuckers, hey, it ain't gonna happen. This weigh scale over here is pulling people over. This is the most efficient way to get here. I gotta go there, but we're gonna allot an hour. Oh, that reduces the speed to, I don't know what the speed is. I don't know what the computer says, but this is what it's gonna take. And if you ain't got that kind of respect with your dispatcher, then you're not really being a truck driver. You being somebody's bitch, and you ain't gonna do anybody no favors that way, because you're gonna end up with a lot of late loads. So, anyway, hopefully that helps somebody. TruckDriver101.com. Don't be afraid. It's pointless.